Exploring Language Learner Podcast.
Hi, I am Beatriz. I'm in the second year of the translation course at UNESP Busey, and the most important thing I learned during the COVID-19 pandemic is that some people just won't learn. Lately, cooperating for our own safety and the safety of others has been a top priority, but the thing is, a lot of people just refuse to do so, and no amount of explanation will get through to them. In Brazil, the number of people that haven't been respecting the quarantine is scary, and it's increasing day by day too. In April, it was registered that 28% of Brazilians were not respecting the quarantine and staying at home. 4% of those people were not taking any other precautions recommended by the World Health Organization. People were also asked if they were worried about the virus. 23% of people said they were not worried at all. In May, only a month later, the number of people disrespecting quarantine increased, and 58% of people were not staying at home. Lately, those numbers have been even bigger and scarier. And we don't even need the numbers to know that people are not doing what they should. You are probably invited to a few parties or gatherings yourself. If not, you've at least seen people you know posting pictures at the beach and restaurants, at family barbecues, or something along those lines. I know I've seen plenty. Personally, this made me question some of the friendships I made. I don't know how I could possibly still be friends with people that put others' health and safety at risk. But our friends and family are not the only people posting pictures of themselves partying. The amount of social media influencers and celebrities doing this is huge, and they have millions of followers. Are they not embarrassed at all? They are shamelessly showing the whole world how irresponsible they are. Bryce Hall, a 21-year-old TikTok star from California, got his power and water shut off as punishment for throwing a gigantic party for his 21st birthday. There were several other influencers who attended his party. None of them were wearing masks, and they were all posting about it on Instagram. British singer Dua Lipa has also been notorious for breaking quarantine multiple times and even traveling across different countries. Funny thing is, she performed a version of her hit singles Don't Start Now and New Rules as a campaign for COVID-19 prevention in The Late Late Show with James Corden. The lyrics of the songs were changed into a list of things you should do to protect yourself and others from the virus. However, she was seen multiple times not following her own advice, going out without wearing masks, attending events, and like I mentioned, traveling. And the cherry on top of the cake is, of course, world leaders like Bolsonaro and Trump. Neither of them has respected the quarantine at all. Since the virus began spreading, state governors in Brazil have been trying to take measures to contain the situation. Some did a better job than others, obviously, but their job was made a lot harder because the president kept acting like nothing's changed and spreading misinformation about the severity of this pandemic. Presidents Trump and Bolsonaro constantly went out without a mask, participated in events full of people, and told their followers that COVID-19 was just a cold, nothing serious. And on top of that, they promoted the use of hydroxychloroquine as treatment for COVID-19, even after doctors and scientists stated that the medication is not a viable treatment. Both presidents got diagnosed with COVID-19, something that was obviously going to happen given the way they have been behaving during the pandemic. And several of their followers were encouraged to disrespect the safety measures and quarantine because both of them are constantly telling people it's okay to do so. With all of these examples, one thing becomes very clear. Some people just won't learn. The pandemic has been going on for over 7 months. The instructions on how to properly protect ourselves and the ones around us has been shared everywhere over and over again. But still, a lot of people simply don't care about taking those measures. There's even people who think this whole thing is just a hoax. Honestly, I think this proves that some people will never change. It's just not in their nature.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODBILSY, PAPERC, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.